Welcome to Indie Audio, the audio version of The Independent. To listen to past episodes of Indie Audio and of the podcast Indestructible, go to independent.org. That's independent.org. If you like what you hear, please help support The Independent by going to our webpage and donating or becoming a subscriber. Hello, Federico.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you for coming into the Independent's headquarters today.
Thanks for inviting me.
Well, Federico, you have a issue coming out in the March Independent, and it's about Uber in Europe. And I was wondering, could you tell us a little bit about how this uprising took place against Uber in Europe and why you think this is something that is not happening here?
I think that there is this sort of common sense in the United States according to which progress and new forms of business are beneficial no matter what. On the other hand, though, I think that people in Europe are more used to question whether an innovation is profitable for everybody or just for a smaller percentage of businessmen. And I guess that that's part of why we experience distinctive wariness of Silicon Valley new sort of economical improvements that we did not encounter in the United States.
Great. One last thing to put our readers into context. What countries did you sort of study or center on to study the case of Uber?
So I mostly addressed the reactions to the introduction of Uber in France, Italy, which is where I'm from, and the United Kingdom.
Excellent.
I wrote this story called How Europe Fought Uber and Won for the March issue of The Independent, and my name is Federico Di Pasqua. In the wake of Douglas Shifter's suicide, the dead strangled livery driver who took his life on February 5th, a time of reckoning has come to make sense of the endless tragedy of American drivers' exploitation. The note left by Shifter on his social media account explains the reasons of his act and offers a lesson in democratic literacy. The situation is not going to change by itself. Transformative action must be taken. Quote unquote, "I know I'm doing all I can," reads a passage of Shifter's note. "The rest is up to you. Wake up and resist." In spite of the defeatist rhetoric of North American media, the exploitative car-sharing industry can be beat. Let's take a look at how this has been accomplished elsewhere in the world. Uber Pop, the service that can virtually turn anyone with a driving license into a professional driver, is illegal in most European countries. This victory over digital capitalism was crowned by a sentence of the European Court of Justice ratified on December 20th of last year. Brussels magistrates ruled that Uber is, quote-unquote, more than an intermediation service and should be regulated as every other transport provider. Several years of social uproar, however, were needed to counteract the disgraced deregulatory wave orchestrated by gig economy lobbyists. On June 20th, 2015, France experienced a wave of Uber-inspired protests that featured overturned cars, tires set on fire, from Marseille to Paris. US pop singer Courtney Love Cobain was caught up in the unrest and tweeted her frustration, claiming to feel, quote-unquote, safer in Baghdad. On January 27th, 2016, a Paris court ordered Uber to pay 1.2 million euros to a taxi union, and in June, the company was found guilty by French court of starting an, quote-unquote, illegal car service. Riots sparkled through the streets of Rome in February 2017, when a coalition of cab driver organizations held protests for 7 days. The uproar in Italy's capital saw cherry bombs and police charges and led to a countrywide ban of all Uber services, including Uber Black, Lugs, SUV, X, XL, and Van. This was issued 2 months later. The Kerr decision, later thwarted by the company's appeal, ruled that Uber constituted unfair competition among transportation services. several months before the European Court of Justice ruled that Uber is in fact a transport company subject to strict regulation and licensing by EU countries, authorities in London ruled in September 2017 that Uber is not fit and proper operator and announces that its license will not be renewed. A British employment tribunal followed that ruling by mandating Uber consider its drivers workers and not quote-unquote independent contractors, thus allowing them access to the minimum wage and holiday pay. Indeed, it is on the very semantics of exploitation that digital capitalism is waging its class struggle. "I refuse to be a slave," declared Douglas Schifter in his last note, before shooting himself in front of New York City Hall. In a decade, when Silicon Valley's billionaires rewrite the English vocabulary to rebrand exploitation and disenfranchise workers, time is ripe to call out worker abuse and to fight back.
That was The Indie Audio, the audio version of The Independent, produced by Elia Grant.